What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this is an atypical episode. We are doing a patron pick for the
Yep.
first time in a really long time.
Very long time.
This is for Sir Harbinger, who joined our patron, I don't know, a couple weeks ago now. And he signed up for the $20 level, so he gets a patron pick every couple months. And this is his first one.
Yep.
And he chose The Lair of the White Worm from 1988.
Sure did.
I have never heard of this movie.
Neither.
Based off a Bram Stoker book.
I mean, he must have been high as shit when he wrote this.
Yeah, him and Stephen King were into the nose beers, I think, for a little while. Yeah, this movie is fucking wild.
You can say that for sure.
I've watched it 1.5 times. I started to,
Oh,
well,
okay.
because we were supposed to record this on Thursday,
Yeah.
and we're now Sunday, but I went away for the weekend, so we decided to do it whenever I got back. Well, I asked if we could do it whenever I got back, so I wanted a little bit of a refresher. I was hoping I would get through the whole movie a second time tonight, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Fair.
But yeah, this is a movie, and
Definitely is, yeah. It's got some people in
I'm excited to talk about it.
it.
We're gonna cut out our typical intro of like what we watched and all that shit. I mean, we can talk about what we're drinking. Are you drinking anything?
Yeah, I still my Simply Spiked still, so.
I figured I'd join you with the Simply Spike tonight.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah,
Nice.
I got the strawberry tonight.
I got a quarter of the lime left, or kiwi,
Nice.
sorry, and then I got a full strawberry here on deck.
Very nice.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, I guess we can just dive right into this then.
Yeah.
The Lair of the White Worm, 1988. Starting off with the synopsis: when an archaeologist uncovers a strange skull in a foreign land, the residents of a nearby town begin to disappear, leading to further inexplicable occurrences. This was directed by Ken Russell. I don't think I've seen or heard of any of his movies. I went through his resume pretty quick on IMDb, but like
I think Altered States I've heard of.
I think I've heard of that too, but I've definitely never seen it.
Yeah, me neither.
But his little biography write up on IMDb up at the top, like he's pretty, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know, people toot his horn, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
For the cast, we have Amanda Donahoe, who played Lady Sylvia Marsh.
Was definitely a hoe in this movie.
Yes, she was. She looked really familiar, so I looked her up, and she was Jim Carrey's boss in Liar Liar,
Yeah.
which is pretty funny. Huge name in this movie. Fucking Hugh Grant.
Yeah, huge Grant himself.
Hugh Grant himself played Lord James Dampton. Catherine Oxenberg played Eve Trent. Another huge name, Peter Capaldi, plays Angus Flint. And he was Doctor Who for a little while.
Yeah, he was.
And he was just in something else. No, he was. I saw him sing. He came out in Glastonbury to sing with somebody.
Okay.
Louis Capaldi, maybe? I can't remember. But anyways, yeah, so apparently he can sing too, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
I didn't bother doing any honorable mentions. I don't know if you saw any.
I mean, Not an actor, but I just want to shout out to this guy's eyeball. The one actor's eyeball.
Fucking
Well,
Officer
it's
Ernie.
yeah. Its own character.
Yeah. He had blue eyes. One blue
Yeah.
left, one blue right.
And it was freaky to look at, not gonna lie.
If he was still alive, I don't know. I didn't look. But like, they could have fucking cast him as Mad-Eye Moody and not used any sort of CGI.
Seriously, yeah.
I think it was, yeah, it was crazy. All
But yeah,
right. Anyone else?
that's it.
That's it. All right. Okay, well, let's
Yep.
dive into this discussion then.
Yeah, so had zero idea what this movie was going into it. Just kind of read the synopsis, obviously, but was surprised to see that's a Bram Stoker novel, but also not surprised, I guess. Yeah, pretty much opens up. We got this huge ass cave in the side of a mountain. Angus is a what's the word I'm looking for? Digs up bones. Well, he's an archaeologist, kind of, but not really an archaeologist. And he's digging in his yard and finds this big ass skull. Kind of looks like a snake head a little bit, but also doesn't at the same time. He ends up finding a coin in there, and he says it's pretty much where the Romans were at one point.
I love this whole scene because he finds his head and he just holds it up and he's looking at it and he's just like, yeehaw! And one of the girls pops her head up. She's like working on an engine or something like that. She pops her head up. What's to do? Did you cut yourself for summit? Holy fuck, this is the type of movie that we're watching right now.
Yeah.
Just so like slapstick comedy
I
right
was
at the very
definitely not
beginning.
expecting it, to be honest. So then we get to we meet Lord James Dampton. He is the new Lord of Dampton Manor, I guess. And his girlfriend or fiance is Eve Trent. And they have like this little like party, and they have like this fake white worm that comes out, and like he beheads it, and then Angus and Mary are there. They're like going to like the food. It's all like this like creepy Halloween food. It was weird. And he's and James is like, oh, here you go, Angus. Here's some, I don't know, like spaghetti or noodles or something. And he's like eating them, and he's like, I haven't had noodles in a long time. He's like, well, those are actually earthworms. And he's like, pickled earthworms. Yeah.
it's so good. Yeah,
Then
pickled earthworms, yeah.
Angus and Mary end up going home, and they are taking a shortcut back to their house. And she tells him about how her parents went missing.
Yeah.
Now I believe Eve and Mary are sisters, right?
Yes, there.
Yeah. And so their parents went missing on this path. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the next morning, the cop, what was his name? Cop Ernie.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Constable Ernie or something like
Yeah.
that.
He finds a watch. And yeah, like at first I was like, is this guy's eye like okay? Like what is happening? Like he's like Forrest Whitaker, like before Forrest Whitaker, like I don't know what to shit of the guy, like he's passed, but like it's freaking me out, like because it like it's a fake eye, right?
I would assume
It looked
so.
like a glass eye because like it wasn't moving at all, and like I don't know, it's
But it
yeah,
was at some parts,
was
like,
it okay?
yeah, it's a, I don't know.
But his eyes were wild, man. Like
Yeah.
yeah, so he goes to this place called Temple House. It's all like guarded up and stuff like this, and he's like, he's a light on in the house, and then there's someone inside, and then he gets bit by a snake, and this lady comes up, Lady Sylvia, and she's like super weird, you know, dressed kind of, I don't know,
She's in like
like
a,
inappropriate a little bit, like.
well, she's in like a like an old school nun outfit is kind of what it looks like
Right.
old school
Yeah.
like medieval type nun.
Yeah.
But I like it. He goes, I've been stung by a snake. And she's like, bees sting, snakes bite. It's like,
Yeah.
I've never heard somebody say that they've been stung by a snake.
Yeah, me either. And then she's like, "Oh, well, come in, come inside." And she like tells him like, "Oh, yeah, I leave because I hibernate or I don't know." So he ends up going into it, and then like that just like cuts like really abruptly, and he's like sliding on the couch, and she's just like sucking his leg. I'm like, "That's fucking disgusting." And then yeah, gets the snake venom out.
She just drinks it though.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
She makes it look like she spits it out into like a napkin, but she just swallows it down.
Yeah. So, Angus and I guess all of them are looking in the cave for E's parent or Mary's parents or Mary and E's parents. And meanwhile, Lady Sylvia just kind of shows up to their house and just walks into their house like nothing, you know, just strolls right in. And
Everybody that's from this town seems to know her though. Like she's like a local, it seems like.
so she looks around the house, she ends up finding the skull and taking it, and then she's leaving and she sees a cross of Jesus, and then she, out of nowhere, turns into a snake, like has these fangs and just spits venom on the snake or on the whatever.
Crucifix.
And then I don't know what the fuck this is. Like, every time that she shoots the venom out of her mouth or someone gets hit with it like puts the thing into like this like altered state kind of thing. And some weird shit happens. This time there was like, I think like there's like fire happening and there's like Jesus is like tied up on a cross and there's like these fucking snake people with giant dildos.
Was that no, that wasn't this one.
Oh no.
This one, because Eve touches this one, and it is Jesus, yeah, but it's all the nuns
Right.
that are kneeling down before Jesus.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like these Roman soldiers, like centurion soldiers, fucking come out and just
Oh,
start
and they're all like
raping them
snakes and
all.
stuff like that. Yeah. They're still raping the women, and it's like,
Were
what
they
the fuck?
snakes?
I'm pretty sure they had like the teeth or whatever.
Oh, maybe then.
Yeah.
But they're dressed as like Roman Empire fucking soldiers.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think they're looking outside Angus and them, and she notices that the watch that one of them has is now a snake symbol. And then they go outside, and then like they find in where he was digging up, there's like this giant Roman snake symbol that they find under the excavation area. So meanwhile, it's raining out now, and Lady Sylvia is coming back from somewhere, and there's like this hitchhiker kid, and she ends up taking him home, and like this whole scene was so fucking weird. This kid is like probably 17 years old, and it cuts to them in the house, and like they're like in front of the fireplace. She has like lingerie on, basically, like you can see everything, and he's like has a robe on and is like in his boxers and just like laying on the ground having drinks or whatever,
Playing
playing
snakes and
snake, yeah,
ladders.
snakes and ladders. I was like, this is so weird. And then he's like, oh, I gotta get back to the convent or whatever, the boys club or whatever. She's like, oh, just you can stay here, like we'll have some fun later on or something like that. And then like she's like, come on, like I want to give you a bath. It's like, what the fuck? And then she like kisses him and she's like, that's just a preview for later. And it's like,
We're just implying statutory rape right now.
basically.
The 80s, man.
Yeah. So then they get to this like giant tub that has like bubble bath and he's in it and she's just like chilling. And like, I don't know why he doesn't think any of this is weird. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's a fucking 17-year-old boy, man. This is fucking sick.
Until you get your fucking dick
Well,
bit.
yeah.
And then she like tells him to stand up so that she can like scrub him. And then like she like goes down and he's like, oh, what does she say? She says something. Something like, now I got your attention now, or something like that. And
Something like that, yeah.
she's like going down and like just bites his dick and basically paralyzes him.
Yeah. He starts like convulsing.
Yeah. And Lord James is here. And I don't know what, I think she was going to turn him into a snake, kind of like what the constable was later on in the movie. But then James comes and she's like, well, count yourself lucky. And she basically like pushes him down in the water and drowns him and
Yeah.
kills him. Yeah, that's
I kind of like that scene because she's just so like nonchalant about it, just shoves like uses her foot, just shoves him down.
And then we have Lord James. He's going to bed now, back in his apartment or mansion, whatever. And there's a picture on his wall of the Dampton worm in Dampton Cave. And there's like a knight that's like cutting his head off, and he's like staring at it. And then he just goes into this fever dream. And like I told you, like I had to stop watching like the break after this scene, because it's just like, what is going on? He's like on a private jet, and Mary is there, Mary, Eve, and their parents, and Sylvie is like dressed up as like a stewardess, and like I don't know, there's weird shit happening, like.
James is like tied up. Like, looks like with a seat belt or something like wrapped around his arms. And then what starts the fight between the two stewardesses?
Yeah, because Sylvia ends up fighting with Eve, I think, like something like
Yeah,
that.
I guess over James, maybe.
Maybe, but he's like sitting in the chair and like they're fighting. He has like this pen and he
Yeah.
just like he's propping it up and up more. And I was like, what the
Like
fuck? So
just
weird.
implying that he's getting a boner. But
Yeah.
it's just such a ridiculous fight scene. They're like rolling around on the floor, and at one point Sylvia gets Eve like in a fucking leg lock, like a headlock with her
Yeah.
legs, and it's just such a terrible fight
And then like
scene.
he's like sitting like in the chair, and then like in the other room you just see like, I think it's Sylvia, but like you just see her like one leg just like sticking out. Then it goes like the other door, and it's like another leg sticking out. You're like,
Yeah, it's such a random scene.
and then like she like walks down like these random stairs that are in the plane. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, he ends up waking up. The search was called off. They're not looking for the parents anymore. But the four of them still want to go to the cavern to look, even though like their parents have been gone for like a whole year, I think, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So they're in the cave. Angus is taking James to see some cave sketches, and Eve and Mary are going, but Eve is going on. She's left on her own. She went her own way. I think she's going back to the house, I think. And she's like walking through this way, and then all of a sudden Sylvia's just hit chilling in the tree,
Yeah.
and then like is hypnotizing her, and then like it cuts to them at Sylvia's house, and like there's just like a random tanning bed just in her house, and it's like,
The middle of this room with nothing else in
yeah, just his
it.
tanning bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she has I'm trying to remember. Oh, is this whenever we see the fucking dildo thing that she has
Yeah, it
for the
doesn't she
first
like
time?
she lifts up Eve's dress with it,
Yeah.
doesn't she?
Yeah, so like this, like I don't know, and like she's talking about how like they have to sacrifice a virgin to Diovan, who is like the snake god, I think. And she's like lifting up her skirt, and she's like, oh, you're perfect for this, or something like that. So
Yeah.
Eve is a virgin, she looks about 40 years old, but
40-year-old virgin, man. Her and Steve Carell would be
yeah.
perfect together.
And this is where we see she spits acid again, and we see like the weird shit about like the pig and snake god and all the guys like with dildos, fucking so weird.
I don't know what these things are that they have. Like, are they supposed to be like snake tails or something?
Maybe, I don't know.
But like at one point we see Sylvia, like she has one, it's covered in blood and she's like licking the tip of it and just like really sexual with it.
And I just want to know, like, I kind of want to read the book just to see it. Like, I'm sure it's not like this comedic, right?
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how it
Because
is.
like the book I read was like came out like 1911.
Really? Oh shit. Okay.
Because like Frankenstein, that was like
Yeah, I guess that.
early 1900s.
That checks out. Yeah. Okay. Who was I thinking of? You know what? Because Bram Stoker. I was thinking of Clive Barker.
Oh, okay, that makes
Two very
sense.
different people.
Very different.
That's why you, when you were like 1911, I was like, wait, what? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that makes a hell of a lot more sense.
I think we missed the part two whenever James gets hypnotized by her a little bit,
Yeah.
and like they don't like they kiss, but like he is falling for her a little bit.
Yeah.
But then nothing really happens with them. And the next night they decide they're gonna hunt or lure her away from the house, and
Oh man, it's the best.
so fucking funny. So he's like looking through like his record collection or something like that, and he's like asking Peters, who is like his basically butler. He's like, what's a good like snake charmer record? He like puts one on. It's like, yeah, doesn't really sound like snake charmer, and like puts on another side, and like this most ridiculous like music. They put the speakers on the roof of her house.
It's the biggest speakers I've ever seen.
And so yeah, she's with Eve, and then she's like in her lingerie, and she's like doing these weird like walks. She's like going through the
Yeah.
house like slowly, and
Well, did you see she comes out of a big wicker basket? Like how
because
the.
that's the picture on Letterboxd is on the cover art. She's like so stupid.
Comes out like a cobra.
Mary and Angus are trying to find Eve. And then at one point they run into the mother at the house, and the mom is a snake and ends up biting
Mary.
Mary. And then they try raping her with the giant dildos.
Yep.
Peters gets killed by Sylvia. And then the mom showed up and like is like a fucking snake. And then James ends up cutting her in half, but she's like still like alive.
Yeah. I love the visuals in these scenes too. Like whenever we see like the hallucinations and the snakes and all this stuff, like it's just the shittiest fucking like I don't know, like overlay. Like it almost looks like if we were to put a background on our Zoom cameras. And like, you know how you like kind of come out of the camera a little bit and you like some of the original background comes through? That's kind of what it looks like. And the
So
snake
the
makeup
next,
is just A1.
so the next morning, Mary is going to identify, I think, the mom's body.
Yeah.
The constable picks her up, and she's like, okay. And they're driving, and then he ends up taking her to Sylvia's, and she's like, what are you doing? And then they lock the gates, and she gets out, and he's a snake vampire thing, and like she's like running away, and she goes down to like this, I don't know, area, and there's just this giant python boa constrictor just like around like at the gate.
Yeah.
And I love the way that the constable looks in this, like it's so funny. And then we see Angus shows up, it's a bagpipes.
One of the best fight scenes ever.
So the constable leaves her, and the snake runs away, obviously. And she opens the gate, and she can leave. But the constable is chasing Angus around playing the bagpipes. He's like running away, playing the bagpipes still. They end up tussling, and then Angus stabs him in the eyeball with some sort of, I think, sundial, maybe.
Is that what it was?
don't know, something sharp that was inside. It was like he was eyeball.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was really the only like kind of cool kill that we get in this movie.
I just love the whole fight with the fucking bagpipes. It's so good.
And then just goes back to playing the bagpipes right
Yeah.
after again.
Yeah.
And you see that Angus has a syringe. He goes into the house and he has a syringe and he hits himself with it because he says it's the antidote. And
So
then
fucking.
before in the movie, I think Sylvia's, James sees a boa constrictor and a mongoose that are like, what's the word?
It's like a statue, but because like mongooses are the like a natural predator to the snake.
Not a statue, but like when you stuff an animal, what's
Oh,
that
like a
called?
taxidermy kind of thing.
And she tells them like, oh, the mongoose is like one of the most fearsome, like it kills snakes, right? So Angus pulls up to Sylvia's with his bagpipe still, and he's trying to find Sylvia, and he's like playing the bagpipes, and then just like throws a mongoose out.
Pulls it out from underneath his kilt.
It runs into the room where Sylvia is, and then you see like commotion happens, and then like you see the mongoose body come out, and it's just like bloody and fucked up. And then Sylvia comes out, and she's like all blue for some reason, and she pulls out earplugs and it bites Angus.
Yeah.
Oh man.
She's fully transformed at this point.
Meanwhile, James is bringing gas into the cave, I think. So what he was doing, which I didn't realize until at the end of the movie, but he has all these gas people, hikers, and they are going to put gas into one hole where the snake can't get out or something like that to force it out. Meanwhile, Eve is tied up in a cave. And oh man, the funniest fucking thing. Like Sylvie just has the strap on, and it just looks so weird. It's so big.
Yeah.
And then she like unscrews it. She's like, oh, I don't have time for this. And like unscrews it.
My plans have been foiled.
Oh my God. And then down in the cave, we see the worm coming up.
Looks great.
Yeah, before she, I don't know, did Jane? No, never mind, it's after. Yes. So Angus is still alive. He ends up cutting. Oh, wait, no. So Sylvie ends up getting caught down in the cave with Eve, and like they're hanging, and she's hanging on to Eve, and then like Angus comes up, just like starts cutting her hand off.
Yeah.
But it takes like 10 minutes, and it's like just cut the rope and just pull Eve like to
Yeah, grab a
safety or
hold of
something.
her. The thing I didn't get either, right? So she's holding on to Eve with both hands. He starts sawing off her right hand. And instead of letting go of Eve with that hand, she lets go of Eve with her left hand. So she's still just hanging on by the hand that he's cutting off currently. And it just like makes zero sense whatsoever. Like you'd think that you'd pull that hand away.
So yeah, she falls, gets eaten by the snake, and then someone shows up and throws a grenade into the snake and blows it up.
Yeah,
Maybe
who is
Mary
that? Yeah, maybe.
or Angus. So yeah, they blow up the snake, and then you find out that they gave Angus the wrong serum.
So fucking funny, man.
And I think he ends up dying, right?
So he gets a phone call because Angus and James, I think they're on their way to the hospital, right? Or no, they're going
Oh
for
yeah,
lunch.
no, yeah,
They're going
they
for
are. Yeah,
lunch.
they're going for lunch. Yeah.
So Angus's phone's ringing inside the house, so he
Yeah,
runs in
yeah,
and
yeah.
grabs it, and it's like, oh, this is such and such from the hospital. We just want to inform you that we thought we were giving you an anti-venom, but it turns out we are giving you an arthritis medication. So really hope like you didn't need that anti-venom. And he's just like staring in the mirror. He's like, what the fuck? And he goes back out to the car, and James like, okay, ready to go. And then Angus just like kind of smiles and then like lifts his pant leg up to show that he's been bitten by the snake. And then the movie's done. It ends there.
James is like, want to stop for a bite? And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, so cheesy.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
have
pretty much
anything
it.
else.
You don't have anything? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's the way the venom splatters.
All right, nice. All right. How did you rate this movie?
I gave it a 1.5.
Okay, that's fair.
Not a great movie. It's only like 1.5 hours. It's fun. It's stupid. The acting's terrible. I mean, Hugh Grant obviously went on to be a big star, sort of the Capaldi, but just like the acting, the story, the writing, just like the dialogue, the special effects are just, yeah, I don't know, just not a good movie, but it's fucking funny.
That's fair.
What would you?
I gave it a 2.5.
Okay.
There's just something about this movie, man. I had so much fucking fun with it. And like, I know it's a bad movie. Don't get me wrong. It is a bad movie, but I will watch this again.
Oh wow, okay.
And I will tell people to watch it, like just as like a fun sort of thing. Like I just want to get stoned and watch this movie. I think it'd
That's
be
fair.
so much fucking fun to watch. But like even watching it today for a second playthrough, I wasn't bored. I was picking up on a couple of little extra things, and I was just like, you know, this is actually kind of a fun movie. So I didn't hate it at all, but yeah, I don't know. I think you can just throw it on and have a good time with it.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyways. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. There is no critics consensus,
Figured.
but I'm going to give you a hint. I think this is a lot higher than what you would expect it to be.
Well, based off Letterboxd, I would probably agree. So I'll say 72%.
You're close. 69.
Okay.
That's on 29 reviews. The audience gave it a 47% on 5,000 ratings and an average score of 3.2 out of 5 or a 6.4 out of 10.
Nice.
So not terrible. We've covered worse scores, that's for sure.
Letterboxd has the same score, 3.4 to 5. So
3.4.
69 per, yeah, 3.4.
Okay.
So 69%.
Yeah. Do we have anybody that's watched it?
I think Anthony has actually.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Oh, actually, Slash and Captain gave it a 3.5.
Nice. Yeah, I could see him liking this.
Never mind, that's it. Yeah.
All right. I know, like, whenever Sir Harbinger requested this, I was like, I've never fucking heard of this movie. I don't know what this is. And I looked up on IMDb and I was like, oh man, this movie poster is just like something you'd make in a grade 8 digital arts class. And I scrolled down and it's got a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb. I was just like, dude, this, like, I thought this was going to be a fucking shitty movie. Turns out it's not great, but I mean, it's
Cult
hot.
classic, I guess.
Yeah, it's hit that status, I would say. But anywho, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right, how'd you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it 1 out of 10.
One.
Yeah, I mean,
All
I
right.
don't know. Wasn't that scary? And like the one kill we got, like, it was just like kind of like silly. So yeah,
All
one out of
right.
10 for me. Scary scene. I'll just go with like the first when she spits the acid on the cross and we get the first like fucking little whatever
Rape
that thing
orgy.
is. Yeah. Like, okay, it's kind of disturbing.
Yeah. All right.
Would I survive? I think I would be smarter than the people in this movie.
Smarter than the snake people or smarter than the people that got killed?
People that got killed.
All right.
Yeah. How about you?
I give Scares a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's overall, it's pretty campy and like more fun than scary, but there was some scenes where it was a little on the creepy side. Scary
Okay.
scene, I said Mary's mom turning into a snake person.
Yeah.
'Cause I just like you don't expect it, and it happened so fucking quick. Like she was normal, and then the camera cuts back to her and she's like and fucking attacks her.
Yeah.
And would I survive? I don't know, man. It's tough. Like Amanda Donahoe was kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah.
As if I'm a 17-year-old boy, look
Yep.
out. She can bathe me all night long. So I don't know. I might fall into the trap.
Okay.
It's a possibility. All right.
Well, that's it.
That's it. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be firing some more of these types of movies off to us.
Yeah, probably. That's all right.
I think we need to be prepared for some fucking for some shit. But I'm okay with it. These are like I like these types of episodes because it's fun. They're stupid movies. They're fun to talk about.
Yeah.
We can laugh about them. And like it's not typical shit that we normally cover. So I don't
Yeah,
know. It's
exactly.
fun and it's different. So it's nice. It doesn't feel like a regular episode.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Sir Harbinger, for the patron pick. And
Yes.
I look forward to the next one. See what it
Yeah, me
is.
too.
But
Me too.
yeah. All right. And anybody that's listening, if you want to be a patron, if you want to have a movie pick, join the dark side. Come on over.
Yep.
Give us all your money.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.